play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
That is the national anthem from John Thiel Gym. Let's send it now down to Bill Allison for our starting lineups.
5'7 senior number 4, Aaron Stroop. A 5'10 senior number 14, Jalen Borum. A 5'5 senior number 32, Caitlin Everett. A 5'8 junior number 42, Maya Pearson. And a 5'10 senior number 44, Rochelle Robinson. Golden Warriors coached by Casey Carbaugh, assisted by Devin Flick and Taylor Jackson. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior number 4, Kylie Townsell. A 5'6 junior number 5, Raina Gully. And a 5'6 junior number 10, Kayla Townsell. A 5'5 senior number 14, Lexi Daniels. And a 6'1 senior number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, Jessica Howard, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
All right, thanks to our PA announcer here, Bill Allison at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg Silver Streaks basketball getting ready to tip off about 9 or 10 minutes early here this afternoon as the Streaks take on the Sterling Golden Warriors. I had said Sterling was 14-14. They're actually 15-14. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Good to hear Steve Bryant back with us in Hi-Ho Silver. Sterling in their road gold, trimmed in navy and white. Stepping into the center circle at 6'1 for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine. And at 5'10 for Sterling, it is Rochelle Robinson. Tip one by the Streaks. Raina Gully has it in the backcourt. Black headband day for the starters, except for Shaylee going without the headband again.
She feel like she plays better without it.
Yeah, it could be.
She didn't wear it last game either, and she had a phenomenal game on senior night.
That is true. Sterling comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. Kayla Townsell to Lexi Daniels, left wing for three. Good. I don't recall hardly ever seeing her shoot from this side of the court, at least in this gym on this end.
No, and ironically enough, she was shooting in warm-ups on the other side of the gym, and she was drained like three in a row. And I went up to her and told her to save some of the bullets for the game. And obviously, she left the ones on this side of the floor.
Streaks lead at 3-0. Sterling with the basketball. left wing on the dribble. This is Aaron Stroop, or rather it's Jalen Borum. Underneath it goes to Robinson. She turns, gets it up off the glass and in over the outstretched arms of Shaylee Florine. 3-2 streaks. Just over 7 minutes to play, just underway here in the first quarter. Right baseline, Shaylee outside the three-point arc, kicks out to Raina right wing. Swing it over to Kayla on the left wing. Kayla puts it on the floor, dribbles, gives to Lexi, right baseline. She'll fire a three there. That one's in and out, no good. Shaylee with a rebound left side. Missed the layup, got a little bit too far under the basket, and it goes to Sterling. Now this is Aaron Stroop with it on the right wing. Bounces down on the right block to Maya Pearson. Gets triple team, kicks it out, tab of the key, three-pointer up and no good by Jay Borum, and the rebound to Kylie Townsell. Raina with it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Against the 1-2-2 zone now, right wing, Lexi back to Raina out high right side. Between the circles, it's Kayla. Nice look underneath to Shaylee, wide open under the basket, right through the zone. Shaylee turns, lays it up, and then what a nice pass from Kayla Townsell.
Well, and a great job of recognition by Kayla, too. Didn't see that the defense was shifting.
Now Lexi for three after the steal by Kylie Townsell. Can't hit it, but Kayla runs down the rebound. Now Raina has it. Back to Kayla, left wing, tab of the key. It's Lexi out high right side. It goes to Raina. Backdoor pass to Kayla. Lays it up and in on the alley-oop. Now a steal by Kayla, and she gets bumped out of bounds. The foul's going to go against Jalen Borum. And a nice job again by Kayla Townsell, already making a case for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Right, and a great find on that last possession by Raina. You've got to find where the holes in the zone are, and weak side block is going to be one of them.
Now a three left wing, or actually left baseline for Lexi, is up and good. Two from this side now, and Casey Carbaugh does not like what he sees from his team thus far. And the streaks lead at 10-2. He calls a 30-second timeout. 5:47 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, and the tough thing for a team like Sterling, you get off the bus and essentially go right into warm-ups. Yeah. There wasn't any kind of downtime for him to kind of get their legs under him and all that. But on top of it, it's tough to zone the streaks, but it's definitely tough to do a what I'll call a vertical zone, a 1-2-2, because what it does is it doesn't allow, you've got to move more, and you've got to constantly be moving. It leaves holes in places where the streaks like to have holes, on the baselines, in the weak side block, at the high post, areas where the streaks really can capitalize by moving the ball quickly, which they do well.
One of the other thing, Coach Massey mentioned this in the pregame interview, this is a team that likes to come down and run a set, at least one set every time. They don't score a lot of points, as Shaylee nearly came up with a steal, knocked it in the backcourt, picked up by Sterling, and now it's Rochelle Robinson with it. But they like to run sets, and so they don't score a whole lot of points, and that's what he wanted to obviously push the tempo as they run a nice set there, and the layup up and good. That was into the ball, or that's Caitlin Everett who puts it up and in. But they like to run things slowly, and the streaks are forcing him to move a little quicker. But now the streaks turn it over. Steal by Jalen Borum. Now Raina Gully returns a favor. Raina with it. Right wing stops, pulls up with a 15-footer. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Kayla Townsell to Raina. Puts it up, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Rebound comes down to Aaron Stroop for Sterling. Quickly down the other way. Everett fires a three out high left side. Can't hit. Rebound to Kylie Townsell. Kylie picks up, gives way to Raina. She'll bring it across left of the center circle to Kayla. Left baseline, thought about the three, but Stroop closed out on her. Now Kayla leans in, puts up a shot, can't hit, but she gets bumped. I think it might be on the floor before the shot. We'll see. Foul's going to go against Borum. That's going to be her. Oh, no, they called it Robinson.
Yeah,
Rochelle Robinson. That's her first, so two team fouls, and it was on the floor. Now on the inbounds, Shaylee gets hit in the face as the pass came from Kayla. Shaylee would have had a layup. And
this one, I think, is going on Jalen Borum.
Yep, Borum picks up her second foul. Now three team fouls on Sterling.
Quickly off the bench is going to be number 30, which is Mackenzie Barnhart, a senior for Sterling. She'll get Borum.
And she's just 5'4". Borum goes out. She's 5'10". Kayla Townsend bounds from the left baseline. It goes to Kylie and took some contact from behind, laid it up and in. How many times have we seen that play this year? And hopefully we'll see it a bunch more and next year as well. 12-4 streaks, 4:36 to play here in the first quarter. Out high left side, this is Everett with it, working against Raina Gully. Holds on, Raina pokes it away. Everett gets it back over in front of the streaks bench. And now it's nice steal by Raina Gully. She tried to cross over, and Raina tapped it away and got the steal. Now she goes down the right side and gets fouled going up for the shot, and the foul is going to go against Everett. What a great job by Raina Gully.
Yeah, great effort, and Reyna's just got such great hands and plays at angles well. She does not have to bump into the player to try to get that steal. She kind of takes a step back to let the ball come into her area and then knocks it away.
Ultra quick hands. This is Lexi. Left wing for three. In and out. No good on that one. Kylie with a rebound. Gets sandwiched between two players. Comes down and she's getting up slowly. Now Shaylee has it. Now a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow goes to, boy, Kylie's having some trouble getting, I don't know if she went down hard on her knee or what, but she had gotten sandwiched between a couple of gold jerseys on the rebound and went down hard, but she's going to tough it out. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Everett still in the backcourt on the dribble, and it's knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Everett's able to pick it up, now looks for help, finally gets it across to Borum, or rather this is Stroop. Stroop working against Kayla Townsend. Kayla knocks it away. Ball goes to the floor, and now they're going to call a foul. A push from behind on Robinson as Kayla got the steal.
Great That's job by Kayla again. Kayla also has those quick hands. She mirrors the ball very well. For all those players that are out there that do mirror drills in practice, this is where it pays off, is Kayla's hands are always in front of the ball whenever it's being trying to be passed.
First subs of the game for the Streets, Kaylin Boydston and Emily Meinert in. Emily has it out high left side as Kayla Townsend, Shaylee Florine get a break. Reyna, right wing, backdoor pass to Kylie, left side, lays it up and in. They're just running textbook Evan Massey basketball here thus far this afternoon. 14-4 Streets, 3.5 to play first quarter. Everett on the dribble, left wing, cut off by Reyna. Kicks out to Robinson out high on the left side near the center circle. She holds on, fakes, goes left, cut off by Emily Meinert. Now it's Everett on the left wing. Drives baseline, gets a shot up, blocked by Kylie Townsend. I think they're going to say she got it with the body. It was a nice block and may have been some contact with the body, however. First foul in the ball game on the Streaks. So Caitlin Everett will go to the free throw line with two shots with 3:16 to play here in the first quarter.
Against the Streaks last year, she had 6 points, including 2 of 2 from the line. So she is senior this year.
First shot is up and good. She's got 3 of the 5 Sterling points. And there's a sub waiting to come in to replace her. Second shot for Everett. The left-hander is up, rolls around and falls through. She's got 4, and she'll be replaced by Jocelyn Borum, 5'10", and just a freshman. Guessing she's the sister of Jalen,
yep,
who's a senior.
That was my guess as well.
Reyna, nice move right down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in, went right past 4 gold jerseys and laid it up and in. She crossed over at the top of the key, saw the opening, and now knocks away the inbound pass, but it's finally run down by Toby Garcia, who's also in for Sterling. Now Stroop has it out high on the right side. Right wing it goes to Jocelyn Borum. Borum on the dribble, left side, picks it up, kicks it out high left side to Barnhart. Now left wing. On the dribble, this is Stroop. Stroop brings it back out high and just throws it away. She was trying to get it to Robinson down toward the baseline, but just overthrew it as Kayla Townsend and Shaylee Florine check back in. Kylie Townsend, Lexi Daniels will get a break. 16-6 Streaks, 2:39 to play here in the first quarter. Right wing, Emily Minor to Shaylee Florine. Now it's Reyna Gully near the volleyball spike line. Back to the right wing to Kayla Townsend. Dribbles right toward the baseline, picks up, kicks out to Emily. Over the top to Shaylee, mid-post, down the lane, spins with a left hand up and good.
Good look. And you know, the Warriors switched to a man-to-man defense. A great job by Streaks to recognize and get it the ball inside to Shaylee.
Now Stroop has her shot blocked by Shaylee, gets her own rebound, though, has it on the baseline, knocked away by Kaylin Boyson. Stroop gets it back, kicks out to Jocelyn Borum. Now this is Barnhart with it out high on the right side against Kayla Townsend, who goes to the top of the key, kicks to Stroop on the left wing. She fires a 3. That's way short. And it's was trying to save it in bounds was Barnhart, but she stepped on the end line after the air ball. Lexi Daniels back in. She replaces Kaylin Boydston. Also, Sage Milroy is going to check in for the Streaks, and I'm guessing she'll give Reyna a break, and she does check in for Reyna Gully, so Kayla Townsend will come out and run the point for the Streaks.
You know, the Streaks scored 60 points in the first half of the last game on senior night on Thursday, and I went home and was watching the Lakers and the Pelicans. Neither of those teams scored 60 points.
Really?
In the first half.
Yeah. That, by the way, that was a record for a quarter. That first quarter with 35 and that 60 for a half were both records. I think the previous half record had been 50-58. As a nice feed from, I think it was Sage Milroy, yeah, to Shaylee. Drives down the right side, lays it up and in. She's got 6, make it 20-6 Streaks. Stroop down the other way. Shot blocked by Kayla Townsend. Goes out of bounds. Back to Sterling.
I was imagining that there had to have been some records,
yeah,
there, because I don't recall ever seeing that before. And
three new players in for Sterling. Back in is Maya Pearson. Let's see. Also in is Miranda Williams, a 5'8 junior. And Cheyenne Harrington, a 5'6 junior. Harrington has a ball poked away by Kayla Townsend. Kayla dives for it. Tried to get the pass to Sage Miller. It's going to go off Sterling last. Great hustle again by Kayla Townsend. And good hustle by Sterling as well. That was the freshman Jocelyn Borum diving after it. Goes out of bounds. Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 20-6. Shaley, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds. Coach Massey was not liking that shot selection that time by Shaley.
Shaley getting a little greedy there on that one. She has taken, that's her sixth attempt of the season. She's only hit one so far.
Still feeling it from the other night, I think. Inbound, this is Barnhart of the backcourt. Gets knocked away. She runs it down, still in the backcourt, working against Lexi Daniels. Finally gets it across left of the center circle. Now it's knocked away from behind, and Lexi picks it up. Lexi across midcourt right side, picks up and gives to Kayla right of the center circle. Streaks will set, and I think probably what it was that as Sage fires a three from the left wing, good! I think it was just that the Streaks hadn't really run much of a set there, and Shaley went ahead. Normally when she gets it, they've run the set, and she gets a back top of the key wide open, and that wasn't the case as she gets another rebound there on the miss. Now Lexi, left wing, has it knocked away by Barnhart, and Barnhart comes up with a steal. She's got it down the right side against Kayla Townsend. Cut off by Sage Milroy. Ball gets knocked to the floor. Borum picks it up, now kicks out to Pearson. Pearson drives in. She loses control, picks up, kicks it out on the right wing for, Barnhart. Now the shot up and no good, and Shaley with another rebound. 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Now with 10, Kayla Townsend with 9 to Sage on the right wing. Now with 7. Now Kayla has with 5, and she fires a long three.
Oh!
Good from outside the volleyball spike line. Kayla Townsend fired the three-pointer. Coach Massey, even on that, is like, well, you know, you probably could have stepped in a little bit further. That's all right, though. Streaks lead it 26-6 after one quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hotcakes and sausage for dinner. Looking forward to the treat. Thanks to the all-day breakfast menu at Mickey D's. Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Can't beat the flavor or the taste. My favorite lunch with golden hash browns.
All day, every day. Hey, hey. All day, every day.
For good mornings, great afternoons, and even better evenings, dig into McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and savor the flavor of breakfast.
All day, every day. Hey. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Streaks with a basketball to start the second quarter, leading 26-6. Randa Gully drives down the right side of the lane and tries to get the shot up.
Jalen Borum just picked up the third foul.
That's three as Raina goes to the free throw line with two shots. Made a nice move again and would have had an easy two had Borum not grabbed her arm. Raina's first free throw is up and good. She's got three in the ball game. Shaley's got 6. Lexi has 6. Kayla has 5. Kylie has 4. Sage Milroy with 3 for the Streaks. Second for Raina, up and perfect. Streaks will come out with full court pressure.
Raina now over 84% shooting from the free throw line.
Kayla with a near steal on the inbound, knocks it out of bounds, and Golden Warriors will trigger again from the baseline on the near side. Ellen Junk in for the Streaks, along with Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend, Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully. This is Stroop, right wing with it as she gets it across midcourt on a long pass. Now goes back to Jalen Borum. Left wing, this is Everett with it. Working against Raina. Down on the right block. Knocked away by Kayla. And Raina comes up with it. Raina Gully. Nice pass over the top to Ellen Juck. Left side, lay it up. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Robinson, and she gets tied up. Nice job by both Kayla and Kylie there to tie up Rochelle Robinson, but the possession arrow points toward the Golden Warriors.
Early candidate for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Kayla Townsend, in that first quarter. 5 points, five assists, three steals, and a block.
Nice block right there by Kylie Townsend as Robinson, had, or rather that was Pearson, had gotten behind the Streets defense. Kylie ran her down on the inbound, was able to block the shot. Now ball knocked away by Lexi. Kylie has it to Raina. Raina, one-on-three break, gets around all three players and took some contact and no foul called, but on the rebound, one of the Golden Warrior players touched and they were standing on the inline, so it's going to go back to the Streaks. Kayla Townsend inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Ellen Junk down on the left block, knocked away from behind by Jalen Borum. Streaks will trigger from the left baseline this time. 7-1 to play first half. Galesburg leads 28-6. Kayla to inbound. And it comes to Lexi down on the right block, wide open. Missed the shot, too strong. Thought she was maybe going to get some contact. Now a steal again by Kayla Townsend. Kayla, right baseline with it. Kicks to Lexi on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Kylie. Now to Raina inside the center circle.
Sterling now with 11 turnovers in the game.
Just 6 points. Now Raina, right wing. Lexi, wide open three. Good! Her third of the ball game. Another assist for Raina. 31-6 Streaks. Saw that Rock Island head coach Thad Hoover, he switched sides of the gym. He's up top on the other side now. As a steal by Kylie, she's going to get called for the foul. A little bit of contact as Borum kind of hurt her left shoulder. She was kind of reaching back. That's where the contact was. She was reaching for the ball, and Kylie kind of landed on top of her arm there.
Just the second foul for the Streaks. Both of them belong to Kylie Townsend.
6:25 to play first half. Streaks leading at 31-6. Inbounding is Toby Garcia in for Sterling, 5'8 junior.
Kayla, almost another steal, goes flying up the court, tipped it away, just could not keep the ball in bounds.
So now they'll inbound from the baseline. This will be Garcia to do the honors. And it comes to Borum, Jalen Borum. Now it is Aaron Stroop. Stroop across midcourt, right side. Tried to get inside, knocked away and stolen by Raina Gully.
Her fourth steal.
Down court it goes to Lexi. Drives in right side, stops, and she's
travel.
Oh, got called for the travel.
Late travel call, but it was there.
Yeah, she stopped. She kind of was in between taking the shot or making the pass and travel with it.
I think she definitely wanted to make that pass, but the Warriors player stepped right in the middle between her and Shaylee, so she had to give it up.
Now Stroop, she tried to pass to the right side to Robinson, but Lexi there for the steal. Now it's Raina with it. Raina stops to the free throw line, gives to Shaylee mid-post, kicks out to Lexi, right baseline for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Borum for Sterling. Jalen Borum on the dribble, and a bump's going to be called on. Oh, no, they're going to call a push-off. Oh, no, yeah, charge on Jalen Borum. She
that's
pushed off with a left arm. Pushed off on Kayla Townsend, and four fouls on Jalen Borum here in the first half, and that's going to hurt them because she's one of their better ball handlers.
And I would guess with the fact that she was in there with three fouls that she must be their best ball handler.
She's replaced at 5'10". Jamison Trincoso comes in, 5'3", senior for Sterling. Raina dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaylee, stops on the right wing, fires a three. Good! And a timeout, full timeout called by Casey Carball. We'll take one as well. 5:33 to play first half, and the clock has not stopped. Now 5:28 to play. Streaks lead it 31-6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. They'll keep it here. The clock's down.
Yeah, the clock had about 30 seconds to tick off of it, and
yeah, there's somebody new running. I've never seen her before, so I'm guessing she's never done it before. And they only put it to 5:22. It should be 5:30, but
it should be at least 5:30.
Yeah, but
because that was when you noticed,
right? That's okay though. I have no problem with that.
I didn't
game
think
like
you
this.
Would complain about that.
It's unfortunate that we don't do the continuous clock, and the only time we do it is in tournament games.
Only time we can do it.
Right, only time we can do it. So, but it gives a lot of players a chance to get a lot of playing time. Emily Minard back in for the Streaks, as is Kaylin Boydston in there with Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels. 5:22 to play, first half. Streaks lead a 34-6. Full court pressure. Emily Mitered up guarding the ball. Inbound comes to Trencoso. Gives it back to Garcia. Now a near steal by Reyna. She's going to get called for the bump from behind, though. A little bit of contact. Just got there a tick too late. And Reyna picks up her first foul, third team foul on the Streaks. And they'll trigger from the baseline once again.
Now we got some kind of confusion going on. I'm not sure what. Oh, maybe is it the bench jawing with the official?
Well, there was somebody up. Actually, the far official was talking with somebody up in the stands, I think. I'm not sure exactly what was going on. But anyway, Everett has it in the backcourt. Gets it across in the center circle. I mean, I'm not sure what a fan could be complaining about because we haven't committed that many fouls, honestly. I think the officials have been spot on as far as that goes.
Yeah, always when you get a lopsided game, though, some fans feel that part of that is because there's, especially when there's a lot of steals going
on. Right, and when your defense is that good, and it may seem like you're getting away with stuff when you're not. This is Everett on the dribble, stops at the free throw line. Fires a 16-footer, in and out, no good. Robinson down with the offensive glass, puts it up and in. First basket or a second for Rochelle Robinson. Make it 34-8, Streaks 4.5 to play here in the first half. Reyna on the dribble to the right wing. Picks up, gives to Shaley, top of the key. Underneath to Emily Meinert, and she put it on the floor, got swiped away by Everett. Everett, I understand why Emily put it on the floor that time. She wanted to get a closer step to the basket. Now it goes to Robinson down on the right block. Nice defense by Shaley. She kicks out to Stroop. Stroop on the right wing.
That's just where you want to use the power dribble there, because once you get the ball out wide of your body, it makes it easier for guards to come in and steal, like what happened there.
Everett has it, drives down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Emily Meinert, and it's going to go out of bounds. Ooh, thought it was going to go back to the Streaks, but they say Emily hit it last. I thought Everett had gotten a hand on it again. But Sterling will have it. They'll inbound from the left baseline. It'll be Robinson to inbound. And it comes to Everett on the left block, right back or left baseline, right back to Robinson on the left block. Made a nice move, got it under Shaley's arm, put it up and in. She's got six. In fact, only two players have scored, Everett and Robinson so far. 36, should, is it 8 or 10? 2, 4, 10. 6, 8, 10. Should be 36-10. There it is. Now it's up on the board. Streaks lead.
34-10. Then she gave points to the wrong.
Okay.
This is probably going to be one of those games where we struggle a little bit with the clock operator or the scoreboard operator in total.
Now Shaley on the feed from Kalen with a left hand up and in. Nice move by Shaley. Spun baseline, put it up and in. Nice feed from Kalen Boydston. Now 36-10 Streaks, 3:14 to play here in the first half. That is not easy to do, and it's harder than it used to be because the scoreboards are more complicated. As Kalen Boydston knocked it away, Reyna comes up with it, drives down, gets a bump, no call, rebound. Emily Meinert puts it up and in. 38-10 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play. But it's not easy to do, and if you've never done it, I mean, you got to be paying so much attention with the whistle blows to stop it, to remember to stop the clock. As Reyna causes a tie-up with Everett, and that possession goes back toward the Streaks as Sage Milroy and Kayla Towns will check in. Reyna Gully and Kalen Boydston will take a break with 2:47 to play. Back in for Sterling. Let's see. Who was it? I believe it was Mackenzie Barnhart back in.
Reyna has 7 points, 3 assists, 5 steals, and a rebound.
Wow. Lexi Daniels with it. Now it's Kayla Towns in the center circle. As Sterling comes back out of the man-to-man, right wing, it's Kayla Townsell. Swing it to Lexi on the left wing. Now Sage Milroy straight on, fires a long three, a couple of steps behind the arc, can't hit. Rebound, Emily Meinert tips to herself, puts it up, can't hit, but she draws the contact. Great job by Emily. Got up, wasn't able to bring it down the first time, but was able to tip it to herself, keep it alive, went straight up with it.
One of the things Sage Milroy's got to work on, which Lexi had to early in her career too, was being ready to shoot the ball when she catches it. Right there would have been a perfect opportunity for Sage to have been ready, waiting to shoot that ball. But instead, when Lexi swung it to her, Sage had to catch it. She had to realign herself, and then she had to take the step forward, which kind of took her off of her momentum.
First free throw good by Emily Meinert. Second one no good. Rebound comes down to Garcia. She had gotten the foul, too. Nice job by Kayla Townsell as Robinson got kind of between the defenders there and thought she had an easy layup, but Kayla got a hand in there and knocked it away. Goes back to Sterling. Let's see. Ellen Junk, Shaley Florine back in. Inbound comes to Stroop. Now this is Troncoso with it out near the center circle. Left side it goes to Barnhart with just over 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Barnhart drives, makes a nice move, gets it up off the glass and in. Mackenzie Barnhart with her first basket. She's the only person other than Everett and Robinson that scored for Sterling. Make a 39-12 streaks, under two to play. Ellen Junk with it out high on the left side. Puts it on the floor, gives to Shaley out high on the right side now. Shaley left wing to Sage. Sage Milroy stops, bounces for, well, she bounced it right between Ellen and Shaley, and the streaks turn it over. It's kind of going to the high post, and nobody was quite there. Robinson left wing to Barnhart. Barnhart drives baseline, cut off by Sage Milroy, brings it back out high between the circles and gives out high right side to Troncoso. Troncoso on the dribble, working against Lexi Daniels. Pulls back out, gives way to Stroop. Stroop, top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Troncoso, right wing, with 1:15 to play. Yeah, this is going to be a tough uphill battle for Sterling because this is what they like to do right here. They are used to running their offense and working it, but when you're down by as much as they are, as Kayla Townsend comes up with another steal.
It's tough
to make a comeback when you're not used to playing fast and having to score a lot of points.
Yeah, definitely tough for a team like this. You've got to keep a low-scoring game. Kayla misses the shot. A rebound comes down to Barnhart.
Barnhart left wing with 45 seconds to play. Picks up on the left wing. Now gets to Robinson out high left side. So, I don't know what you do if you're Coach Carbaugh. Let's just do what we do. Let's run our offense, work on that. As Robinson drives in, misses the baby hook rebound, Ellen Junk. To Kayla, 27 seconds to play in the half. Streaks lead 39-12. And this seems like a lot of points, and we're nowhere close. Not going to be anywhere close to what we were the other night. Shaley thought about the three top of the key, thought better of it, though. Now it's Ellen Junk between the circles. Ellen picks up and bounces for Kayla right of the center circle. Kayla Townsend on the dribble. Kicks out to Ellen. 6 seconds to play. Now Shaley. Now it's Kayla with 4 seconds to play. Nice pass underneath to Ellen. Turns left side. Tries to get it up. Can't hit, but she gets fouled by Toby Garcia. So Ellen Junk's going to go to the free throw line with two shots with 0.7 to play in the half. Garcia's second foul. Ellen Junk goes for two shots. 39-12, streaks lead, 0.7 to play here in the first half. First shot is up, bounces off short. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down our scoreboard and we'll also talk about what's set for the subsection. It's kind of strange. We're not sure exactly the pairings that make kind of no sense, at least in the second round.
Ellen Junk now 0 for 3 with that first miss. 1 for 4 on the season.
So Ellen hits 1 of 2, put the streaks at 40. She'll be replaced by Kylie Townsend. Emily Miner back in to replace Shaley as well. 0.7 to play. And she'll have to, and they don't even get a shot off. For some reason, Troncoso turned and dribbled the ball. We have played one half of basketball, and the streaks have dominated the Sterling Golden Warriors. Halftime score, Galesburg 40, Sterling 12. Come back with our halftime show. Again, we'll run down the halftime scoreboard. We'll also run down the halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 40-12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Opportunities knocking. Do you need a job? Maybe you need a new job. Galesburg Radio can help. While you're searching, don't forget to sign up for job alerts at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. We'll tell you when new jobs are posted. Go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors by a score of 40-12. Streaks dominated all facets of that one. They led 26-6 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Sterling a little bit slower pace, 14-6 in that second quarter, but Sterling with just 6 points in each quarter. In fact, they've only had three people that have scored in the basketball game. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Sophomores a winner here this morning or this afternoon. 62-36 was the final on that one. And well, you're wondering, it's 3:20. We're already done with the first half. Well, we actually started early in case you joined us late. The sophomore game finished early. They decided to go ahead and get the varsity game started. Sterling got here a little bit late, but they were already the varsity anyway, didn't walk in until right when the fourth quarter of the sophomore game was starting, as they had several young ladies take the ACT, so they came down a little bit later and walked in, got dressed, and came out and warmed up. And Streaks have taken advantage of that and really playing a good first half. All right, so Galesburg High boys are in action tonight. They will be taking on the Fighting Saints from St. Charles East High School. And that'll be a little bit earlier game than normal. The sophomores tip off at 5, so the varsity scheduled for 6:30. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the pregame around 6:06 tonight here on WGIL. St. Charles East, starting with a couple of people. They got a pretty tall team. In fact, they apparently have a 6'5 guard back that was a really good all-around player. So the Streaks will get a test tonight, it sounds like, from the Fighting Saints of St. Charles East High School. Of course, for the girls, one regular season game left. It'll be Thursday night. It's going to be a big one here as the Rock Island Rocks will come to town, and a Streaks win would give them a share of the Western Big Six title along with the Rocks. Streaks are 8-1 in the conference. The Rocks are 9-0, so going to be a good one. Going to be a packed house, and a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to want to see Bree Beal play. So there will be a lot of other fans we don't necessarily normally see here coming to see a matchup between two great ranked teams and an outstanding freshman player from Rock Island. In fact, I think we mentioned their coach, Thad Hoover, here scouting this afternoon. Now, let's look ahead to the regional. Streaks, it's subsectional rather than the regional.
No, it is regional.
I guess it is. Okay.
It's the Dunlap Regional.
So just the pairings are a subsectional.
Right, which doesn't make any sense because you never play all the, essentially, there's no winner of the subsectional.
Right. All right, so we are part of the subsectional, the Dunlap Regional. The Streaks, of course, the top seed. Let's see, Prairie Central was the 2 seed. Dunlap was the 3 seed. And
Dunlap was the 4 seed.
Or the 4 seed, and Metamora was the 3 seed on our side of things. Okay, so here's how it is set up. There will be a play-in game Monday night, February 15th, between IBC and Mendota. So they're making Mendota travel, and assuming that game will be at Dunlap. And the winner of that game will take on Galesburg Tuesday night, February 16th. The other game will feature Dunlap taking on Geneseo, so we could conceivably have to play Dunlap on their home court again, which I guess that would be the regional championship game, right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, theoretically.
so that would be on Thursday, February 18th. Now, with a win, that would mean the Streaks would get to come home and play in the sectional that they are hosting. On the now, what we assumed would happen, well, we weren't totally sure. So you've got regionals at Dunlap, Canton, Bloomington, and Pontiac. Let's see, on the other part of the subsectional, Morton was the number 1 seed. They are playing in the Bloomington Regional, and they will play the winner of the play-in game between Normal U-High and East Peoria.
Which, that's just crazy that Normal U-High is playing a play-in game. But,
yeah.
But the difference, I suppose.
Well, they were a 7 seed, so.
Mm-hmm.
Peoria High and Bloomington High, the 5 and 11 seeds, will play the other game. The winner. And then Notre Dame also, as a 4 seed, they are playing the winner of that play-in game. So Peoria High, Bloomington playing a play-in game. Notre Dame will play the winner of that. And let's see, on the other side, Canton at their regional. We have got Washington as the 2 seed and Canton the 3 seed. They will play the winners of play-in games. Washington will play the winner of Manual and Limestone. Canton will play the winner of Richwoods and Macomb. You go over to the Pontiac Regional. The highest seed there is Prairie Central. They're the 2 seed in the sub-sectional. They will play the winner of a single play-in game between the host Pontiac and Streeter. On the other side, the 3 seed Metamora takes on the 5 seed LaSalle Peru. That brings us to the Galesburg sectional. And it's set up so, okay, the winner of the Dunlap Regional plays the winner of the Canton Regional. So conceivably, that would either be Washington or Canton coming out of that one that the Streaks would play in the first round. And then the winner of the Bloomington Regional, Pontiac Regional. So you're looking at more than likely Morton and possibly Prairie Central in that other game. So.
Well, and what makes absolutely no sense of this whole thing is, why did you call them subsectionals and then you have... You don't ever play the winners.
Right.
The winners of the subsectional don't play each other.
Right.
The top two for the subsectional.
Yeah.
Instead, you go and you play the Streaks will play the second place team in the other subsection.
Right, right. So it just, So basically, I guess we can forget the whole subsectional thing. It's honestly really, we've seeded the entire sectional like we used to do, and... I don't know. I guess it just doesn't make sense. But so basically, we're going regionals to sectionals, and the possibility of the two top seeds from each side of it meeting in a sectional final is what it comes down to. So that's the way it is set up. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back and run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a 3/4 ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. By Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
From the WGIL events calendar, Sugar High Theatricals presents a tribute to the music of the 70s beginning February 19th at 156 East in downtown Galesburg. It's like dinner theater with a buffet-style meal backed by a cast headed by Gary Mustaine. Get ticket info and showtimes at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with our low down around 30 tonight, cloudy with a high of 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a chance for more snow after midnight, low of 25. Monday, colder and cloudy with a chance of snow, near steady temperatures around 24. Monday night, colder and cloudy with our low down around 14. Wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above zero. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 42 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL.
A first ever meeting with St. Charles East is up next for the Galesburg boys basketball team. I'm Brad Benowitz. Jim Lee and I will have Streaks pregame coverage at 6:10 tonight on WGIL.
Second half is just underway here at Galesburg High School. Nice move on the right baseline by Mackenzie Barnhart. She puts it up and in. Quickly run down your scoring here. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it as Lexi misses a three. Rebound comes down to Aaron Stroop for Sterling. Stroop left wing. It goes to Everett. Everett to the baseline. Cut off. Pulls back out. Gets to Robinson. Out high left side. Fires a three. That's an air ball. And the rebound comes down to Barnhart. 8 points for Shaylee Florine on four baskets. 9 for Lexi Daniels in the first half on 3 three-pointers. Robinson left wing. Drives in. Runner up. No, but Shaylee's going to get called for the push. First foul of the second half. 7 for Raina Gully on a 3, a 2, and a couple of free throws. 5 for Kayla Townsville on a 2 and a 3. 3 points for Emily Minard on a basket. 1 for 2 from the line. 4 for Kylie Townsville on a couple of baskets. 3 for Sage Milroy on a 3-pointer. 1 for Ellen Junk on a 1 for 2 from the free throw line as Robinson hits her first free throw. throw. Streaks 4-for-6 from the line, 6 three-pointers. Sterling only had 3 players score. Robinson had 6. Everett had 4. And Barnhart had 2 as Robinson hits the second shot. So she's got 8 in the ballgame. Barnhart with 4 now. They were 2-for-2 from the line. No 3-pointers for Sterling in that first half. Pass over the top. Nice pass from Raina to Kylie. Couldn't get the backdoor shot to fall. Now she knocks it away, though, from Stroop, and Raina picks it up in the backcourt. Streaks with numbers now. Raina on the run. Down the left side. Gets to Shaley at the right elbow. She dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. Now it is Raina with it. Raina. Right wing. And gives to Lexi on the left wing. She'll fire the 3. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Townsell. Back to Lexi. Top of the key, it goes to Raina. Down the right side. Oh, and did they call a charge?
Yeah, this is going to go against Raina. This is going to be her second foul and a turnover on the Streaks.
6:12 to play. Streaks lead 40-16 here in the third quarter. Right wing. Stroop gives to Barnhart, top of the key, tipped away. Now Barnhart gets it back on the dribble between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Stroop. Stroop drives in, loses a handle, goes to the floor. It's going to go off the Streaks last. Shaley got a hand on it.
A lot of people putting hands on that basketball before it goes out of bounds.
And it comes to Robinson on the right baseline. Robinson spins, shot partially blocked by Shaley, gets her own rebound, puts it off the bottom of the glass. And I'm not sure how that goes back to Sterling because she hit the shot. He must have thought it was blocked rather than the fact it went off the bottom of the glass.
Well, I'm going to give Shaley credit for the block there yeah. Since he called it out on her anyway, so that's the only way she would have knocked it out of bounds.
Everett gives to Robinson just inside the top of the key, fires an 18-footer up and good. Rochelle Robinson. She's got 10 and make it 40-18 Streaks. Now Kylie Townsend with it. Gives to Shaley out high right side, right wing to Raina. Raina drives right baseline, up off the glass, can't hit it, but a foul's going to go against Caitlin Everett. That'll be her second. And the first team foul on Sterling here in the second half. Raina will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. Actually, she has a pretty good stat line to go along with the points.
Yeah, 3 assists, 6 steals, and a rebound.
First shot is up and good for Raina. 41-18 Streaks.
Raina, a possibility to set a new streak record on the free throw line, percentage-wise, as we detailed the other day. She's got a little bit of work to do still, but quite possible she can get there.
And just hits 2 that time. She's got 9 points, 42-18 Streaks. Now Robinson drives in, and that's going to be, my goodness. From out at midcourt, a foul was called on Shaley, a blocking foul. And I don't know that there should have been a foul called either way on that one. I would, if had I called it, I probably would have called it a charge, but Shaley gets called for the foul. That is her second as Robinson hits the first free throw.
She's perfect from the line, 3-for-3 now.
5:10 to play third quarter. Second shot up and no good. Kylie Townsend runs down the rebound. Great hustle. She's falling out of bounds. Got the pass to Raina. Raina Gully across midcourt, right of the center circle. 5 minutes to play third quarter, 42-19 Streaks. Now Kayla with it, right wing. Kayla has it poked away, gets it back on the baseline, and a block's going to be called on Mackenzie Barnhart. That'll be her first foul.
Mackenzie Barnhart fouled first, team second.
Kayla to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Raina, gets bumped, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. I don't know how the heck she even got that shot off because she'd taken a shoulder to her right arm as she was going up and put it up and in.
There's a chance at yet another free throw.
Who picked up that one? Was that Everett? No?
I think Barnhart.
Barnhart, all right. As Raina puts it up and in, Barnhart's second foul then. 3 team fouls on the Golden Warriors. 45-19 Streaks. This is Stroop. gives way to Pearson down the right side. Lost a handle, now picked it up. Looks for help on the baseline. Kicks out to Stroop, top of the key. Fires a three, bounces off, no good. Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Gets to Reyna. Reyna across midcourt, right of the center circle to Lexi. To Shaley on the right side, up off the glass. Rolled off, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. No, but she got fouled by Pearson. Maya Pearson, I believe, will pick it up. She's looks like that's who got the arm. It does go against Pearson. And Shaley will go to the free throw line with two shots.
That'll be the first one, Pearson.
Shaley has not been to the line yet, or has not scored yet here in the second half. Hasn't been to the line in this ball game. Hits the first one. As Kaylin Boydson checks in for the Streets, she'll replace Kayla Townsville. Back in for Sterling is Toby Garcia. And also Jocelyn Borum.
Shaley's 96th make of the season, 74% free throw shooter.
Second shot up and good as well. ...47-19, Streaks lead, 4:16 to play here in the third quarter. Jocelyn Borum in the backcourt, picked up her dribble and traveled with it. She thought she was going to be able to pass it across, and nobody was open. She drug the pivot foot trying to hold back from making the pass. Right wing, Emily Meinert. She comes in to replace Shaley. Now it's Reyna out high on the left side. Right wing to Lexi. Wide open three. Good. That is her fourth of the ball game. She's got 12. 50-19 Streaks. 3:50 to play. And now a double dribble called on, Barnhart, and the Streaks will have it from in front of their own bench. ...3:46 to play here in quarter number three. Lexi, right baseline with it. Top of the key, Reyna. Reyna dribbles right, gets a pick from Kylie. Picks up, bounces for Kylie down on the right block. She's going to post up, puts it up with the left hand, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Robinson for Sterling. Has it knocked away by Emily Meinert. Emily comes up with it. Bounces for Reyna right of the center circle. Left wing, Kaylin. Nice pass over the top to Emily. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Great ball movement by the Streaks on the feed from Kaylin Boyce. And Emily Meinert puts it up and in. 52-19 Streaks. 3:10 to play third quarter. Now ball goes into the backcourt. And it's going to be an over and back. Sterling didn't even try to touch it. Robinson just let it go out of bounds, so therefore the Streaks get it on their own baseline.
Fifth turnover of the quarter, 22nd of the game.
Sage Milroy back in for the Streaks. Kaylin Boydson will inbound from out on the left baseline. 3:04 to play here in quarter number three. And it comes to Kylie Townsend, up off the glass, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to Jalen Borum for Sterling. Borum on the dribble, right side, picks up, gets to Robinson between the circles. 52-19 Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Kaylin Boyce, near steal, knocks it away. Stroop able to pick it up in the center circle. Stroop dribbles right. Gets to Borum on the right wing. Jalen Borum, the freshman. Back Jocelyn. To Stroop, top of the key. Or excuse me, Jocelyn. Jalen is the senior. Jocelyn is the freshman.
Jalen's the one in the foul trouble sitting on the bench.
Now a nice drive by Barnhart. Can't hit the shot. And the rebound's going to go off of Sterling last, I believe. Yeah, it went off Barnhart. As Ellen Junk and Kayla Townsville check back in. Kylie Townsville, Reyna Gully will go to the bench with 2:28 to play in the quarter. So Kayla will bring it up. She'll set for the Streaks.
Now a turnover by the Streaks. Back the other way with it is Garcia.
Now Stroop has it. Out near the center circle with 2:13 to play. Over the top pass, Robinson in the lane. Nice pass from Jocelyn Borum to Robinson. She lays it up and in. She's having quite a game. She's got 12 now, or rather 13.
Now on the baseline, Emily Meinert loses her footing. It looks like there might have been a bump, but they're going to say just a turnover on Emily.
Back in for Sterling is Jamison Trincoso, 5'3 senior. 1:52 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 52-21. Left wing, this is Borum. Jocelyn Borum tried to get to Robinson, got knocked away. We're going to have a tie-up between Ellen Junk and Robinson.
possession is going to go to the Streaks on the alternating possession.
1:39 to play in the quarter. It'll be Kayla Townsend to bring it up. And set for the Streaks to Emily Meinert. Now bounces for Ellen Junk left of the center circle to Kayla Townsend, left wing. Kayla to Kaylin Boydston. She'll dribble right, bounces for Sage Milroy. She'll take it out to the wing, kicks back to Kayla between the circles. Right wing, Ellen Junk with it. Out high it goes to Emily Meinert. Dribbles toward the top of the key, bounces for Kayla. Left baseline, it goes to Kaylin for three. Bounces high, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stroop for Sterling. Now this is Borum down the right side, lays it up and got it in. Jocelyn Borum, the freshman, is her first basket.
Nice looking take, too. She caught the ball in stride, was able to keep going and finish strong and tall.
Now a bump's going to be called on Toby Garcia. She got a piece of Kayla Townsend as Kayla was trying to turn the corner. And Garcia picks up her third. As Raina Gully's going to check back in, she'll replace Kayla with 55.1 to play in the third. Streaks leading 52-23. Kayla Boydson will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Emily Miner down on the right block, lays it up and in, and takes some contact. She'll go to the free throw line. I believe it'll be Jocelyn Borum that picks up the foul. Nope, it goes against, yeah, it was Borum, Jocelyn Borum. That's her first foul, so Emily Miner took the contact, put it up and in, chance at the three-point play. She was 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first half. And she puts that one through. 8 points for Emily Miner, 55-23 Streaks, 50 seconds to play third quarter. This is Stroop with the basketball. Left wing to Troncoso. Troncoso picks up her dribble, top of the key to Stroop. Right wing gives to Borum. Borum goes baseline, knocked away by Kaylin Boydston. Ball goes to the floor, and now Raina Gully comes up with it. Raina down the left side against Stroop, leans in, up off the glass. No, Kaylin Boydston with a rebound, gets knocked away, goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up between Ellen Junk and Jamison Troncoso, and the possession arrow points toward Sterling.
24 turnovers for Sterling on that last turnover.
Andrea Sampson, the freshman, checking in for the Streaks, and she's going to replace Raina Gully. I'm guessing we probably will not see the starters anymore here this afternoon as Raina gets a nice hand. 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Stroop on the dribble right side. Goes to the wing, working against Andrea Sampson. Top of the key to Borum. Badly missed the three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Andrea on the dribble with 12 down the right side of the lane and traveling. They didn't call it. She didn't jump stop. She tried to stop on one foot and took an extra step. They missed it. 3 seconds to play. Ellen Junk to Emily Meyer. Top of the key to Adrian Sampson. Right wing fires a three. It's short. They said it wouldn't have counted anyway. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 55, Sterling 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway. John Thiel, Jim, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Sterling Golden Warriors 55-23. Sterling with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They've got Miranda Williams, 5'8 junior, in there. This is Stroop with the basketball, right wing. It goes to Barnhart. Barnhart dribbles to the free throw line, pulls out top of the key, gives to Everett. Now left wing, it's Stroop. Stroop on the dribble, goes to the top of the key, gives out high right side to Barnhart. Right wing, it goes to Everett, working against Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin Boydston, Ellen Junk, Andrea Sampson, Emily Meinert, Sage Milroy in for the Streaks. Kaylin knocks it away. Everett able to pick it up. Sophomore's a winner here today, 62-36 over the Golden Warriors. Right wing, it's Everett with it. Everett goes top of the key, picks up, kicks out to Barnhart. Left baseline, it goes to Stroop outside the three-point arc. She'll fire the three, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Ellen Junk for the Streaks. And now Ooh, ball went out of bounds. Ellen, I'm not sure what happened. I thought she was going to put it on the floor, and I thought it went off the foot of Everett, but it must have gone off the foot of Ellen Jung. So the Streaks turned it over with 7:05 to play.
11 turnovers for the Streaks in the game.
Inbound pass comes out high to Stroop on the right side in front of the Sterling bench near midcourt. Stroop out between the circles, now on the dribble with under 7 minutes to play.
Ooh, in the floor there is Sage Milroy, got shook by Aaron Stroop.
Now it's Everett. Dribbles down the left side, missed the shot. Rebound tipped up by Emily Miner, and Sage Milroy picks it up for the Streaks. Gives to Kalen. Kalen Boydson across midcourt, right of the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Ellen Junk. Now it's Emily Miner to Kalen, top of the key. Nice look from Ellen on the Kalen on the give and go. Ellen Junk lays it up and in. Ellen with three in the ball game, make it 57-23 Streaks.
Four assists now for Kalen.
Down the left side, Stroop, she lays it up and in. Aaron Stroop, I believe, is the leading scorer for Sterling, and that's her first basket of the ball game.
Yeah, she was 0 for 4 prior to that.
I know she had 10 the other night in a ball game. This is Kalen Boydson, top of the key, Andrea Sampson. She'll fire the three. Good! That was a nice-looking shot because Andrea's usually got a flat kind of a line drive. She had some nice arc, nice backspin on it. Andrea Sampson for three, up and good for the freshman. Make it 60-25 Streaks.
Who passed her the ball?
I believe it was Emily Minard.
Okay.
Now it's Stroop out between the circles. Right wing it goes to Barnhart. Barnhart puts on the floor, gives to Stroop, top of the key. Left side it goes to Everett. Everett dribbles left down the end. Just lost it going up with a shot, and it's going to go back to the Streaks, and five new Golden Warriors are going to come in. Megan Lingefelter in for the Streaks. In for Sterling, well, Jalen Borum's going to get some more playing time with her four fouls. Cheyenne Harrington checks in. I believe they've all played in the game already, but just some of them checking back in. We've got Mackenzie Garza. That might be the first time. No, she's been in also.
She is, yep.
Robinson's back in as well. And let's see. Who else do we have? Robinson, 42, is Maya Pearson back in as well. Now a travel call down on the left side.
We're going to get a foul, but instead it's a travel.
Was that Sage or was that Emily that had the ball? I didn't see it.
I think it was Sage and a lot of contact, though.
Left wing, this is Garza with it down on the left block. Gives to Pearson, missed the shot. Sage Milroy with a rebound. Sage will bring it up herself across midcourt, right side. Nice look underneath Ellen Junk, left side, leans in up off the glass, can't hit. Got smacked across the top of the head, though, by Robinson. Ellen Junk will go to the free throw line with two shots. Robinson picks up her third foul. 16 fouls now on Sterling with 5:03 to play. Streaks will be shooting free throws for the rest of the game. Ellen Junk with 3 points on a basket and a free throw. Missed that one. Hannah Huppenbauer waits to check in. Chloe McCarthy, the freshman, dressed again for the Streaks, and she gets ready to check in as well.
Didn't realize this is the 50th anniversary of the 1966 Texas Western National Championship team.
Oh, yeah. Don Haskins, which is now UTEP, of course.
Right. And UTEP is wearing Texas Western jerseys tonight.
Really?
Yep.
Ellen missed the second free throw, but Andrea Sampson runs down the rebound. Tried to get it inside to Emily Miner, stolen away, though, by Robinson. And, you know, we mentioned Bree Beal from Rock Island. Her dad actually played for Don Haskins at UTEP. This is Jalen Borum with it. Underneath it goes to Pearson, and a push is going to be called on Chloe McCarthy. That is her first foul. 4:44 to play.
Chloe just recently moved up to the varsity squad as we saw her for the first time ever last game against Quincy.
Ellen Junk gets a nice hand as she goes to the bench. She's replaced by Hannah Huppenbauer. Chloe, a 5'8 freshman for the Streaks. This is Robinson, drives in. Nice defense by Emily Miner. Missed the shot. Rebound, they say, goes off the Streaks last.
Might have been a foul, though, on Emily as she swung down at Robinson when she was going by her, but no call.
4:39 to play. Inbound comes to Robinson on the right baseline. Out between the circles now goes to Jalen Borum. She'll dribble right to the wing. And ball gets knocked away. Actually, no, Robinson just lost it. Streaks get it back on the Sterling turnover. So they've still got a couple of their starters, actually three of their starters in the ball game at this point. But all the other players that just went out had gotten a lot of playing time here in the second half, though.
Right. I don't think that this is a team that has a huge line of demarcation between the starters and the bench.
Absolutely. Megan Lingefelter brings it up as it got knocked into the backcourt. Gets a pick from Emily Miner, goes to the right wing on the pick and roll, overthrew Emily, but Andrea Sampson comes up with it on the weak side to Hannah Huppenbauer. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter. She'll reset between the circles. Bounces for Hannah. Now it's Emily. She'll hand off to Megan. They'll reset. Under 4 minutes to play. Emily with it, out high right side to Hannah Huppenbauer, out high left side, left wing to Megan Lingenfelter. Gets to Emily Miner down the lane, left side, puts it up off the glass and in. She's in double figures.
I think that's the first time in her varsity career.
10 for Emily Miner to make it 62-25 streaks. Top of the key, it's Pearson. Left wing goes to Borum. She'll fire the three. That's way short. And Chloe McCarthy will just let it fall out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court as Riley Chalkley will check in. She'll replace Emily Meinert.
You would have had the right Borum on that call because she is back in. Jalen, who had been out for most of the game, back the game to shoot, to play a little bit here before the end.
So Riley Chalkley, the 5'4 sophomore, checks in for the Streaks. She gives way to Hannah Huppenbauer on high left side. To Andrea Sampson out high right side. Andrea on the dribble. Out between the circles now. Dribbles right, goes to the wing, picks up, and tried to get it inside to Hannah Huppenbauer. Stolen away, though, by Robinson. That's one you have to fake the pass high and go low, especially as tall as Robinson is. Nice look from Robinson underneath to Pearson over the top of the defense. Pearson lays it up and in. That's her first basket. 62-27 streaks, 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Hannah Huppenbauer to Megan Lingenfelter on the left wing. And
a treble.
I didn't see it. I was watching. I didn't see it, but he said that Megan picked up her pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. Now some new players in for Sterling. Robinson goes out. Borum goes out. Pearson goes out. Barnhart back in, as is Harrington. And Miranda Williams. Nice move by that was Barnhart. Fake to the left, went to the right, baseline, laid it up and in. Barnhart was sixth in the ball game. Make it 62-29, 2:35 to play. Streaks for the lead. Nice look from Megan Lingenfelter to Hannah Huppenbauer down on the left block. Hannah turns, lays it up and in. 64-29. Left wing, three-pointer up and bounces off. No good by Garza, Mackenzie Garza. And the rebound goes off of Sterling. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 2:21 to play. Galesburg High boys in action tonight, playing host to St. Charles East. First time the two teams have ever met. The Fighting Saints from St. Charles East. Right baseline, Riley Chalkley can't hit the shot. Rebound's going to go off of Sterling. Back to the Streaks on the right baseline. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you. Around 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip tonight here on WGIL.
A little bit of a drive. That's probably the cause of the earlier start time.
Yep. Inbound to Megan Lingenfelter. Tried to get to Riley Chalkley on the right baseline. Overthrew her. Streaks turned it over with 2:07 to play. And St. Charles East, I was talking with Tyler Bachman earlier. The same. Now I can't think of the name of that conference they're in, because the Aurora schools were in there with the St. Charles schools. And of course, football, you look also at Wheaton-Warrenville South and some schools like that. Left baseline, shot up and no good by Cheyenne Harrington. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. To Riley Chalkley, under 2 minutes to play. Riley Chalkley on the dribble, top of the key, goes left and stolen away by Toby Garcia. She'll drive down the right side, travel with it. She was, if she would have just gone up for the layup, she would have been fine, but she decided, I think at the last minute, she wanted to try to pass it, so tried to stop and grab it with two hands and took an extra step. 1:43 to play. Riley Chalkley across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles right. Gets picked from Andrea Sampson. Back out to Andrea. She'll fire the three out high right side. Good! Andrea Sampson. Another nice looking one. Nice arc on it. She's got a couple of threes in the game. 67-29 streaks. Out between the circles on the dribble. This is Harrington. Right wing. It goes to Barnhart. Barnhart drives in. Nice move, lays it up and in. Barnhart's a pretty good-looking player. She didn't start for him, 5'4 senior, and she's looked, at her, along with Robinson, the best two players out there for Sterling today.
So they get up over 30 now.
And she's got 8 points, 67-31, a minute to play. Andrea Sampson drives baseline, kicks out to Megan Lingenfelter for three, bounces off strong. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy up off the glass, too strong. Andrea Sampson with a rebound, up too strong. And now I think Andrea's going to get called for going over the back on that rebound. Streaks a couple of looks at it, and you see the Streaks bench explode if Chloe McCarthy gets one up off the glass and in, but she had a shot at it the other night, too, and missed one against Quincy.
Yeah, it would be first varsity points is what the objective is there.
47 seconds to play. On the right wing, this is Harrington. Now it's out of the key to Barnhart. Barnhart dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Lost a handle on it, picks up, and now gives out left wing to Williams with 33 seconds to play. Now Barnhart left baseline outside the three-point arc. Gets a pick, drives into the paint, and a bump.
Riley's going to get called for a hold here. She had both hands on the shoulder, and you can't do that.
First foul on Riley Chalkley, 27.5 to play, and just the 16th foul on the streak, so no one in bonus. Inbound comes right wing to Harrington. Gets high post left side to Garcia at the elbow. She'll kick out to Barnhart with 19 seconds to play. Left wing it goes to Garza. Garza on the dribble, stops at the free throw line, fires a 15-footer. Good. Mackenzie Garza with her first basket, 8 seconds to play. Now with six, Riley Chalkley with five across midcourt with four, dribbles right, stops, 2 seconds to play. Andrea Sampson along three at the buzzer, short. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks in dominating fashion once again win their final regular season non-conference game. Final score, Galesburg 67, Sterling 33. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Run down our post-game final stats as well. Streaks win at 67-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Win $100 for local charity by nominating them for Hometown 100. Weekly drawing courtesy of FM Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Galesburg Rescue Mission, First Lutheran Food Pantry, and the Western Illinois Nature Group. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword 100.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Say, what's for lunch?
Breakfast.
No, what's for lunch?
Oh, yeah, breakfast.
Breakfast for lunch?
Yep.
Then what's for dinner?
Breakfast is.
I thought you said breakfast was for lunch.
Oh, I totally did.
But now you're saying breakfast is for dinner.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, wait, is lunch for breakfast?
No, breakfast is for breakfast. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, which includes the Egg McMuffin, hot cakes, and hash browns, anytime is delicious breakfast time.
Man, I'm heading to McDonald's. Have a good afternoon.
Don't you mean good morning?
I do now.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with our low down around 30 tonight, cloudy with a high of 45 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain and snow in the evening, then a chance for more snow after midnight, low of 25. Monday, colder and cloudy with a chance of snow, near steady temperatures around 24. Monday night, colder and cloudy with our low down around 14. Wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above zero. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 42 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks win it here this afternoon, 67-33. Over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg now 28-2 on the season. Sterling drops to 15-15. Let's go ahead and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this young lady, I mean, we talked about it early. She just really got the streaks going. in all facets of the game. And then, in fact, near the end of the first quarter, she actually was about, a step behind the volleyball spike line straight on and decided to go ahead and nail a three-pointer to end the first quarter. But it wasn't only that. I mean, defensively, rebounding, she was just all over the floor.
Well, and realistically, she did what she had to do. She went out there and she played hard and really filled up the stat sheet. And that's Kayla Townsell. The junior was 5 points, all coming in the first half, 5 assists, 5 steals, a block, and 2 rebounds, both offensive.
So Kayla Townsell, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win it here 67-33. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our stats and more. Streaks win 67-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Sure, President's Day is all about Lincoln and Washington. But now YEM on North Henderson in Galesburg has authorized huge reductions and 0% financing for up to 84 months on select new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram on the lot. And that means President's Day bonus cash up to $6,000 on a new 2016 Chrysler 200 Limited. Buy now at YEM for around $22,500. Or how about a new 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan? Comes with 0% for 60 months plus $1,500 in President's Day bonus cash. It's also Ram Truck Month at YEM, a bigger selection than any dealer around. Come test drive the new 2016 Ram SLT Crew Cab 4x4. Get a low payment with 0% for up to 84 months plus $5,000 in President's Day bonus cash. Now that's going to save you a lot of Lincolns and Washingtons. Shop YEM. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax title license extra. With approved credit. See YEM for details.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it this afternoon, 67-33. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up in, not too long from now, just a little more than 2 hours from now as the Streaks play host to St. Charles East in a non-conference game. Went over Alleman last night, and Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will be here around 6:06 with a pregame 6:30 scheduled tip tonight between the Streaks and the Fighting Saints of St. Charles East. Let's go ahead and start up on our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, Streaks, nice balance as usual. 12 points for Lexi Daniels on 4 3-pointers. 12 points for Raina Gelly. A couple of twos, 3 and 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 10 points for Shaylee Florine, 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 10 points on for Emily Miner, 4 baskets, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Kayla Townsell. We'll stop there. We'll come back and run down some more of those. As Streaks head coach Evan Massey joins us, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Coach, great job by your team, and you knew once you got them down, the way they run their offense, that you would kind of be in control because they're very deliberate, as you said in the pregame. They're very deliberate and want to run their sets, and you got them down, and you know, I guess they don't really know how to play from behind, trying to make up points in a big way.
Right, and I think you look and this is a team. Sterling is a team that's going to play for their conference championship next week. And we could argue and say, well, maybe their conference then isn't real strong, but they've beaten some decent teams and stuff. And to me, the story is now we've played 30 games, and what I told our kids is that everybody always talks about, you're going to play, this is a big game, you got to be up for it, you do that for 30 games. you know, probably the only game we came out and seemed to be flat and didn't play from the beginning was down at Dunlap. But otherwise, you know, it's a remarkable thing that high school kids, high school athletes, that it didn't matter if we were playing Quincy Notre Dame or if we were, you know, who we were playing, or if it was we were playing Alleman or if we were playing whoever, they just approach things one way. And I think that really is a big deal as you then play other, you know, good teams, because a lot of people will say, well, you know, now they got to be up. They got to be up, right, ready to play. Now, that's got to be how you approach things all the time. And I think that's, I told these guys that in my experience, I've had teams that have done that as well as this group has, but there hasn't been any team I've coached that's done this any better than they have.
And what's nice, it kind of really all starts with the defense, and it was no different this afternoon. I mean, in particular, your guards again. Kayla Townsville specifically, my goodness, she was just everywhere to start the game for you. But it wasn't just her. All, you know, Raina, Kaylin, Kylie, Lexi, just all just bothering the guards, giving them a heck, and not really letting them get into their offensive sets.
Right, right. I would agree with that. Yeah, I mean, you look... you know, what's they complement each other so well defensively that, you know, Raina is active off of the ball and kind of gets a hand in and chips in things. Lexi is not the greatest athlete that we've had, but Lexi may be one of the most disciplined defenders have, that she's always in position, she's always in a stance, she always does that. She's the kid that we can put on the other team's best shooter, and she's got the discipline. She'll always stay and do that correctly. Kayla is, you know, right now the way she's played over the last month, she's the best high school defender that I've seen this year.
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that. You know, you talk about the discipline of Lexi, and I saw this, maybe not this afternoon, but saw it from other guards here and saw Lexi do it the other night. When they would get it down in the post, I thought your posts were doing a nice job. Shaylee was there, but dropping down and helping out, double and tripling, but still able to get back and recover when the ball got kicked back out.
Yeah, and I think with all of our posts, you know, probably one of the big improvements for us defensively is that all four of those kids that play, they have all learned to get the job done without fouling, and it's a big deal. You know, that I think that's a huge thing, that, you know, seldom do they get in foul trouble. And second is, I think the improvement of Kylie as a defensive rebounder, that she's, you know, become really tough that way. So it's, they're a fun group. You'd like the season to just keep going on and on.
Well, we hope it does. Well, and also your bench got a lot of playing time today. And what I was impressed with today, there's been some times they've come in and not necessarily played that well. And some people say, well, it's garbage time, this and that. Well, a lot of these girls are girls that maybe played in the sophomore game, and that's not the way they played in that game. Today was one of those days. All those girls got in there. They played and just kept doing what you had been doing. They ran the offense. They played really good defense. Didn't matter who was in there.
Right, right. And, you know, feel really good of Emily and Ellen coming off the bench. They can do good things, and neither one of them seems to worry about how much they play or don't play. And then Kaylin's come off the bench all the time, and now lately we've been playing Sage more and more. And they can all do good things, and I think just like last year, what happened is toward the end of the year that we started getting Kayla Townsville rotated in a little bit and stuff, that Andrea may be a kid that we can do that with, that she's a good athlete, she's quick, and so, you know, feel pretty good as far as we've got, you know, maybe 10 players that we feel comfortable putting in game action.
Well, we've seen the postseason pairings, and I guess the good thing about seeing Rock Island on Thursday night, you've had a couple of blowouts here late in the season, last few games. You know that's not going to be a blowout. You're going to get probably not see necessarily a better team heading into the postseason. So it's actually kind of good to have a game like that to end the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're 9-0 in the Western Big Six for a reason, and hopefully we can get a lot of people come out and support them. You know, it could be a nice atmosphere playing for the Western Big Six Championship.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview, again, brought to you by OSS St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Get back to the stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods downtown Kewaunee. We were running down the scoring. We had Raina with 12, Lexi with 12. Shaley with 10, Emily Meinert with 10, 5 points for Kayla Townsend, Lana 3, a 2, also 5 assists, 5 steals and a block, I believe Eric had said earlier, 4 points for Kylie Townsend on a couple of baskets, 6 points for Andrea Sampson, came in and hit a couple of threes in the fourth quarter, 3 points for Ellen Junk on a basket, 1 for 3 from the line, 3 points for Sage Milroy on a three-pointer. Let's see, and that's it as far as the scoring. Everybody played. Kaylin Boyson, again, a nice job on defense, nice job running the point the time she was doing that for the streaks. Galesburg, 10 for 14 from the line, hit 9 three-pointers in the game. For Sterling, they were led by Rochelle Robinson. She had 13 points, 5 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Mackenzie Barnhart off the bench on 4 baskets. 4 points for Caitlin Everett on a basket and 2 free throws, 2 for 2 from the line, all in the first quarter. Everybody else with just 2 points for Aaron Stroop, 2 points for Jocelyn Borum, 2 points for Mackenzie Garza, 2 points for Maya Pearson. They were 5 for 6 from the free throw line, did not hit a 3-pointer in the ball game.
Team stat-wise, Sterling, 26 turnovers in the game. They turned it over 9 times there in the second half. Streaks, on the other hand, turned it over 17 times with 11 of those coming in the second half. And realistically, you know, we've talked about this before, but 7 of them coming in the fourth quarter when most of the regulars weren't playing. 22 rebounds for Sterling, 29 for the Silver Streaks, 13 offensive rebounds for the Streaks, 8 for Sterling. Sterling, 14 of 37 from the field, including 0 of 9 from distance. The Streaks, on the other hand of things, were 24 of 51, 9 of 20 from downtown. Stats in addition to the scoring that Tom told you about, Riley Chockley had an assist. McCarthy had a rebound. Shaley had 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Emily Meinert, a couple of rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. Junk had 2 rebounds. Milroy had 2 rebounds and an assist. Sampson, 3 rebounds. Lexi Daniels had 2 steals. Megan Lingenfelter, 2 assists. Kayla Townsend, 5 assists, 5 steals, the block, and 2 rebounds, like I told you about earlier. Raina Goley, 4 assists, 7 steals, and a rebound. Kylie Townsend, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, and Kaylin Boydson had 4 assists in the game. So another good job by the girls filling the stat sheets and playing an all-around complete game. A game you want to see from the team that's ramping up for postseason play.
Take our final timeout. Come back. Wrap things up from John Thiel Gym. Streaks win at 67-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
What are you say when you win $500 just by wearing the WGIL button?
Oh my God. Oh, thank you.
That's Sandra Heck of Galesburg.
Can you use that?
Oh yes, I can always use that. Can I give you a
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
The new white WGIL button. Pick up yours today at Carmark Tyron Auto in the Sandburg Mall, F&M Bank, all 3 Galesburg locations, and at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Congratulations, Sandra, from WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went at 67-33 here this afternoon at John Thiel Gym. That is the, hopefully not the final Saturday game of the season, but it's the final regular season Saturday, final regular season non-conference game. We hope to have one more Saturday game on a Saturday afternoon, end of February, I guess, beginning of March. That would be nice.
It was. At Red Bird Arena. I believe, the first weekend in March.
First weekend of March. That would be nice to have a Saturday afternoon game at Red Bird Arena. So, like we said, Streaks with two really good efforts to end the season. And this is when you want to be peaking. They were peaking. Right. They're playing their best basketball. Obviously, those two teams, Quincy and and Sterling are not Rock Island. However, it's not just that, because you can come out against those teams and not play well and still win the game. We came out and played well and just buried both of these teams.
Right. And realistically, it's one of those things, Tom, where the big momentum push would be a win on Thursday. The Streaks come out, they have a huge game on Thursday, they get a win, they get a share of the conference tournament. You know they'll be going in with a lot of confidence to play in Dunlap the following week.
So, yep, that'll be the regional at Dunlap. We'll play the winner of IVC and Mendota, those two teams. Wasn't Mendota, weren't they a sectional qualifier last year?
Yeah.
Isn't that who Morton played?
Last 2 years, I think.
Yeah. So they must have struggled some this year as they're playing a play-in game and having to go all the way to Dunlap to do it against IVC. So, yeah, we'll come back with you again next Thursday night here from John Thiel's Gym. We hope we get a big crowd here for that game against the Rock Island Rocks. It's going to be two great teams, going to be some great players on the floor, and we hope to see you here coming up. I'm guessing there will probably be some college coaches here, too, looking at, and they're probably going to see more than they had thought they were going to see when they get here.
Yeah.
because they're going to see some Streaks players that they're going to say, wow, these girls are really, really good. That 6'1 freshman's good, but we're seeing some really good players on the other side of the floor as well. So looking forward to that game coming up on Thursday night. All right, well, the Galesburg High boys in just a couple of hours from now, maybe a little less before Brad and Jim take the air as the Streaks take on the Fighting Saints from St. Charles East High School from up in the southwest suburbs. And Brad and Jim will have that action around 6:06 for the pregame 6:30 schedule tip here on WGIL. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.